Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings! We are back. We are on the air. We are alive. And a year older. Yes, yesterday was my birthday. I am now 62. Legal to get my Social Security, which I'm not, because I have no real desire to retire. That's the old adage, do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life. And I haven't worked since 1996 when I left the hellhole that was corporate America and went out on my own. And I'm in a much better place. I'm much happier. I'm much healthier. And I don't somehow jackass standing at the front door tapping his watch about me being at 8 o'clock when we were a salaried employee. And he was never there at my desk when I was there at 5:30 doing stuff for free. But that's corporate America. It's a one-way street. We can't find anybody to work. Well, if you didn't treat people like shit, you might find that they'd work better. Yeah, I'm just saying. And I'm a fan of private business. I just think private business should do a little better to try to treat their employees better instead of treating them like shit, because without those employees, no matter what you pay them, you would not have a company. But you forget that. You forget that, and it's like, you should be grateful just to have a job. You should be grateful to have employees, but you ain't. But it was a good birthday weekend. Spent some time talking to Herman over the past couple of days. We're starting some new shows. So if you happen to be in Norfolk, Virginia, on Wednesday night at Seven Spices, we are going to have a comedy show. It'll be a workshop. It's where new people can try out new jokes. There's not many places like that anymore. Most of them are just abhorrent shit shows. But we're trying to build something a little different to help people grow. So I'm happy about it. It'll be a new little project for me because, I always need a new project. I like a new project. We're gonna build something. We're gonna build something that will be noteworthy in the area. So anyhow, it was a good birthday. I can't believe I'm 62. People go, oh, that's not old. The shit is not old. Everybody wants to say they're not old, but let me tell you something. 62 is old. 62 is retirement. That ought to tell you something. 70 is the average age. So if people worked until their retirement, they have 8 years basically to get her done. That's 8 summers. And when you put it in that term, that ain't that many summers. You know, my parents lived to 80, so I could possibly have 80. So I've got somewhere between 8 and 18 summers left. That's a big swing. That's why I try to live as healthy as I can and eat as healthy as I can. But at the same time, I'm not afraid of what's after. Because I believe there's something after. Everybody talks about there being something after. It's when you get the answer to this great question. What's beyond? Everybody can have a belief. But the only people that know, as in the real meaning of the word know, are the people who went. That's it. Because everybody else has a guess, has an idea, has a theory. See, that's the problem. Most people live like theories are reality when theories are not reality. A theory is a theory, which means what you think it is. kind of like most of the knowledge in your head is theory. Most of what you were taught in school is theory. And as you experience life, you get more real knowledge, things that you've experienced. And that's why you'll find a lot of your older people who keep their faculties about them are way more intelligent than younger people. Of course, a younger person will never believe that because they know everything right out the gate. Whatever. 62 is where I'm at. So, let the new year begin. This is the first day. And as a great friend and comic, Brett Leak once said, quit telling me to act my age. This is the oldest I have ever been. So I can't possibly know how to act something that I've never been. But I'm happy. I'm happy. Most of my kids wished me a happy birthday. It's really funny, the two what I call my conservative type kids talk to me and we laugh and we have great discussions that may be different. My one, what I will call liberal son, is a total asshole to me. But here's the thing. I've done what I'm going to do to reach out to him. You can call me right or wrong. I know everybody, oh, you should. I'm not that guy. I've done what I'm going to do. It's up to him to figure it out. Let's just hope he figures it out before I'm no longer here. But if he doesn't, he can join his mom. You know? That's what's funny. You sit there when you're young and I'm going to love you forever and everything's, oh, you're going to become a comic? I'm out of here with the education you paid for. And then I'm going to go sleep with somebody who sleeps around and cheats seven times. But, you know, at least it's not you. Forever is until they're pissed off. And then it's no more. So, and it's really funny because all these red pill shows are finally starting to talk about men's feelings and emotions. And they talk about how 80% of the time women leave, which she did. She deliberately planned it so that I would suffer, and I was homeless, and I did. I'm in a much better place now. And so there you have it. So for what it's worth. So you know what time it is, kids. I've given you an idea of where we're at. We're also going to cover, we've got to talk about Joe Biden's State of Union debacle that ended early and some of the things that he said. It's rather interesting to me, a lot of the things he said. And I definitely want to talk about that because I've been around a person who was senile. I've been around them. I know what I'm talking about. I took care of my dad for 5 years. I know what I'm talking about. And let me tell you something. You don't ever say things you don't want repeated to a person with dementia or a kid because they both act the same way. So we're going to get the first break out of the way. If you're out on the highway in Oklahoma, Texas area, my buddy Jake Daniels is out with his lone jester part of the tour. We do jokers and jesters. We will be out this fall. So if you're listening to this show and you want to see me this fall, drop by Jokers and Jesters tour site. We're on Facebook. We have our own website. And we tour a lot. You can also go to educatedredneck.com. That is my site. And you will see my schedule for the spring as I'm starting to put some dates in there and get out there and make some work. So again, folks, please support live comedy. Us small guys need support too. You won't hesitate to go drop $200 to see. And I understand the small shows usually, a lot of them suck because a lot of amateurs put on shows. But there are some good ones out there. So with that in mind, I'm going to plug my buddy Jake. Go get Herman. And we'll be right back.
That's right. The Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour is back on the road. We are currently promoting our second Amazon Prime special, Jokers and Jesters, the next special. We will be touring small towns across this great country of ours. So for our tour date, follow us on Facebook at Jokers and Jester Comedy Tour or at our website, jokersandjester.com. It's a great night of music, laughter, and magic. Don't miss us as we come to a small town near you.
Do you love the outdoors? Do you want to help make a difference for the planet? Then get involved in Collectively Rewilding. Collectively Rewilding is a movement to restore degraded ecosystems and reinvigorate sustainable traditions almost lost by working together. It's based on the idea that we can achieve more by working together than we can by working alone. Sharing the skill sets we have built over the years with each other and providing the community support we all need when there is so much work to be done in finding a sustainable future. To join our community here in Collectively Rewilding, go to www.collectivelyrewilding.com. Let's bring nature back into our lives in a community built for the wild in all of us.
I'm Diana from Delivering the Truth and Exposing the Lies. Join Russ and myself every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time while we deliver the truth about what's really going on in the world. You don't want to miss our shows. See you then.
You know what I think you should do? I think you should join us for Dynamic Word Bible Studies, where I am always hosting. My name is Felicia DeRozier, and I have two amazing co-hosts.
Cross, the favorite. You wish. This is Mariah, the real favorite child.
Oh, sure.
We spend a lot of time learning about the Bible and possibly a little time learning about humility. That would be awesome, right?
Yeah,
Mariah. We air live every Wednesday from 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to 10:30. Right now we're going through the book of Romans, but we're going to start moving into the Gospel of John. We're going to learn about Jesus. We're going to learn about living and walking in the Spirit and learning to be a little humble with those that we live with. It's going to be a great time. I can't wait for you to join us. Right, guys?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Would you like to take your power back by following the principles of the universal laws, earth-based spirituality such as Kantianism, shamanism, and personal alchemy? Are you sick of giving your power away to power-hungry gurus, the corrupt government, the globalists, and realize you have a higher purpose on this planet? That you are gods and goddesses that need to snap out of amnesia and reclaim your birthright? We're Darren and Dr. Joanna Wells, the Double D, founder of the Gods of Amenti, psychic intuitives, transformation coaches, training others to uncover lost knowledge and reclaim their sovereignty. Here to guide you every Sunday at 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and Wednesday 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on our show, Moving Beyond the Matrix, on freedomizerradio.com. Call-in number is 319-527-6208.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireizer. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
And we're back, and I've got Herman with me. Herman is in tow, and I told him that we've got a big project going, Herman.
Oh, yeah. You know how we do it, man. Having a great time, man. You were telling about what's going on with the Seven Spices.
That's correct. I told him, I said, we're trying to build something that's not your average open mic shit show.
Oh, no.
And we're trying to build something where people can learn and grow and learn the craft of comedy from people who have done it between the two of us over 60 years.
So over 60 years of comedy, you ought to be able to pull something out your hat, you know? So we decided to do an open mic night. Well, no, sorry, comedy workshop.
Yes.
See, comedy workshop, because it's not the same old open mic night. It's a comedy workshop on a Wednesday. Dan will be your host, having a great time doing our thing there. Then we go into our Thursday, where we'll have our, showcase night.
Showcase night.
Where we have the extended talented comic for the 15 minutes, and you have your polished comic meaning ready to become a feature on a regular show, okay? Or opener on a regular show. And then they'll do that on Thursday night to be paid, and we'll charge for that. And then we'll have our regular national comics on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to build us a nice little room here with two experienced people running it, so it'll be different.
Oh, yeah, because it'll be fun. It'll make sense.
Yeah, well, people understand an open mic is one, come all.
Yeah.
That's not what we want. I want to find people who are serious, who want legitimate time to work on a craft to become something that's usable.
Yes. Perfect. Not someone just stepping on stage and saying, I'm good off the top of my head, unless you really have those abilities.
Right. There are the exceptions. See, that's what the problem with a lot of people. They see the exceptions to the rule, so they think the rule is stupid. No. There's always every single rule has an exception.
Yes. But everybody's not Richard Pryor and everybody's not scientist.
Exactly. That's
okay.
The point.
They don't know.
Well, see, that's the whole thing. And we've talked about this over and over and over. Once people are taught something, they just believe it.
Yeah.
And they don't ever question it or look at it and go, why? And look at it from a different angle and start thinking about it, but not just acting about it. You got to think about things before you act. You got time to let things simmer in your head a little and start figuring things out. And comedy is one of the most multifaceted careers out there.
Yeah. One of the most, and it's still not defunct.
No, it's not. It's such a vague description. That's why people go, you're still doing that. It's not really a job, but it is a job.
Yeah. And to me, comedy is, okay, a lot of people don't realize what's coming from your spirit or what's coming from your soul or what's coming from the heart of you. That's how I describe comedy. Now, if you don't have it coming from that part of you, then there's nothing you can do in comedy. You can't even be a writer, okay? Because comedy is about being a creator in some way, shape, form, or fashion. No matter how it's delivered, it has to come from creativity.
To come from being you, that's what makes it real.
Thank you.
And that's why people don't understand. Somebody like Stephen Wright, if you watch most of the interviews with him, he was that deadpan. That was him. That was him on stage.
Yeah.
And people catch the real. Once they understand the real, it changes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it really does. Don D.C. Curry was like that, the guy that played him, the father in Friday, not the father in Friday, but the uncle in Friday.
Yeah.
Friday After Next.
Yes.
Don D.C. Curry is like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what you are on stage is a caricature of yourself, where you take your normal parts and you inflate them, just like a character drawing takes your facial features and inflates them. That's what stage is.
Like Michael Jackson said, it's just another part of me.
Yes. It's just another part of me is one of the truest statements.
You know, because as a comic, I'm a comic. As a general speaker, I'm a general speaker. You know, like
yeah.
I say, as a mechanic, you're a mechanic.
Well, also, it's another thing. You and I will have serious conversations without somebody trying to throw a damn joke in there.
Oh, yeah, man.
That's one of my biggest irritations. It's like when you're serious, you're serious. When you're on stage, you're on stage. If you're not trying to be serious, the conversation can be lighthearted. But when you're talking about serious matter, that's not a place for comedy.
No, because comedy is a part of my life. And
right.
Other people say, I live for comedy. Okay, you have a mental problem.
Yeah.
You have a mental problem. Something's missing in your life if you live for comedy. Comedy can be a part of your life and a part of your livelihood. But as far as saying I live for comedy, there are too many times where you have to take a break from joking and piddling around and bullcrapping and take things from a serious perspective. So you can't live in comedy.
Exactly. You've got to get out of it. Like when I'm on stage, that's the only thing that exists. I get that.
Yeah,
but when I get off, there's a real world that I have to live in.
Yeah. Yeah.
A real world. Also, I want to get this talking about real world. And I know you heard this because I asked you real quick, but I'm going to ask the audience. Did y'all hear what Joe Biden said? He said the quiet part out loud.
So what did Grandpa say this time?
He said, did you see all those fires in Lahaina? He didn't say Lahaina. He said, did you see all the fires?
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, did you notice the houses that didn't burn because
mm-hmm.
they had the right roof?
That's right. He told on the blue roof situation.
Yes, he did. And see, that's why, and this is one of those things. You know, I understand this from a very unique perspective because I cared for my dad when he had lost his faculties.
Uh-huh.
And what you will find out is a person like that is much like a child of the 3 to 4 age range. You know, that they can feed themselves and they can do little things. But anything you don't want to be heard in public, you never say in front of them.
Or it's like telling the alcoholic, don't say nothing about this after I tell you this.
Right. And he said that twice now.
Oh, yeah.
But we're conspiracy theorists. Those were fires. Bullshit. Fires don't melt rims on cars and melt glass and then not touch the grass that's 10 feet away from that car that was hot enough to melt glass.
But they always, my dad always talks about experiments in the, I guess it had to be the 50s because they were talking about a man standing on the street corner. I don't know where it was specifically, but they were standing on the street corner and he was turned to ash right in front of people. And no one, it was just a laser came from somewhere and burned this man to ashes. Now, if that was happening then, you know what's happening now.
Well, yeah. Well, do not forget all the Tesla inventions. Not the current Tesla car inventions, but the man that they, his inventions were so threatening to the government, the second he died, they swooped in and classified all of his documents.
Tesla had received a lot of information from people going inside these pyramids. Now, this technology they knew about because the pyramids were used for energy, period. Now, it's so crazy how right now, do you know a tree split in Ohio, in a part of Ohio, and in the middle of the tree where it was splitting, the tree had to be over 300 years old, but in the middle of the tree is a peak of a pyramid?
Oh, yeah.
This is in Ohio. Things are popping up everywhere now.
Well, yeah, there's a whole map of pyramids that are in the United States that nobody wants to talk about. You can't go into the Grand Canyon because it's off limits. Why is it off limits? It's off limits because there are Egyptian writings and statues and monstrous people that were living in the Grand Canyon.
And it, because it's according to Flat Earth, you can walk to Africa through the Grand Canyon.
They talk about tunnels connecting everything.
Everything. Everything. Man, it's amazing how nobody's paying attention to what's going on is because we're in a whirlwind of distraction because everybody, the characterization of Baal, which is they say is the devil, that or Satan, Baal, V-A-E-L, this is a character of a homosexual. Okay, that's what it is. It's a demonistic homosexual. That's all Baal is. That's all the devil is. Now, when they told you about this, excuse me, Baal, Babal, Gabal, Babylon, Baal. It's all written by Baal, okay? And this comes from the reptilians and Elohim. Elohim is the God that we worship on this earth. Elohim is on the back of your dollar bill. And the reptilians and Elohim, which are the grays, got together and created Baal. And Baal is the Bible, Bible, Baal. Period.
I didn't know that stuff.
Yeah, so people don't realize that evil is presented on this earth, and everything on this earth leads back to the negative that runs what goes on here, period. So once you unlock the codes that you're not supposed to see, then you're free.
Oh, yeah.
So what
now, that I have heard of.
That was best to get rid of. Like when you unlock the codes to say, I need no more medicine. I can take herbals and what's of earth. Now, you're fine as long as you don't go talk to others about it. You will be okay as long as nobody else discovers you know the unlocked secrets.
Exactly.
If you start taking your phone outside and plugging it into the ground and notice that your phone will charge up from just plugging it outside on the ground instead of plugging it into a socket, they'll get rid of you.
Well, see, that's the other end of it. And this is another thing that people don't realize, and this is a fact. I mean, you can check it however you want. These gigantic towers that they put up for radio and what have you not, generate their own electricity to the point where if you touch it, it will kill you, and that's why they ground the living dog snot out of them.
Yes. Because they don't want you to know if you take a light, a little light fixture, put two copper wires to it, run the light fixture and take it and wrap it around take the copper wires and wrap it around a magnet. Take the magnet and hook it from one end to the other end to a spark plug. You have a light.
Yeah.
You do not need electricity.
No.
These were science projects in school. I think we said this before. These were science projects. These were things we used to create when we were young. We've lived long enough to remember. These are the people they were trying to kill with COVID. Anybody can remember stuff from the past, since we made this flip, it would be nice to get rid of you. They don't want the people talking about Chick-fil-A and Monopoly and all that. All that stuff shouldn't be brought up if we get rid of all those people that will forget.
And they want you to forget because it's easier to change if you have no history and no grounding.
Yeah.
And we've been taught a false history. And when you start reading things, it starts showing up. And you start realizing that there's a lot of lost technology, because you look at the buildings and everybody goes, they were built with people who were going around in horse and buggies, horse shit. Show me one picture of these buildings under construction.
Never have been. The buildings were here. That's why they call it the Trail of Tears, when people were put out of these buildings that were already here. This is why America only wants to show people in teepees and shit. That's the certain culture of people. There were other people that were here that were already in structured buildings, structured the White House. All these things were done. And even when people tell the truth, colonialized people will tell you they didn't build the White House. This is why they had to tell you the truth, because they don't know how to build that structure.
Well, add that to, I don't know if you caught this video. I think I sent it to you. A man was sitting there going, he goes, let's analyze the slave ships. He goes, let's analyze it from a perspective of knowledge. Now, we were all taught that the slave trade, they put a whole bunch of slaves in the hold of a ship, basically head to toe, and lined the whole bottom of the ship with that. That's what we're told, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, first of all, if they're in the belly of the ship lined up like that, he said, there's going to be people who were not seafaring people, so they're going to get seasick. He says, so now you're going to have people vomiting in that area where these people are packed in like sardines.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, then they've got to go to the restroom. They're going to spend the whole day picking them up so that they can use the restroom when they were chained in the valley. He says, so now they're peeing and pooping down there. He says, good, now you got vomit, you got pee and poop. He goes, then somebody's going to feed them?
Yeah.
He goes, there's no way that story can hold water. He goes, because it was a 30-some-day crossing. He goes, those people would have never lived.
And then once you had a person discover what you're saying right now, then this is the updated of that. Oh, well, there was not many men, there was not many people that lived on the voyage. So they stopped bringing slaves over, because once they discovered, they would lose over 3/4 of the people on the way. Okay? That's why the canal that they came up with, the area they came up in the water, they call it Shark Alley, because there were so many slaves that were thrown over. And this is the story that they say. But, okay, put it like this. There was only 200 people that could come in on a time on a ship, possible. That's what the ship maxed out, as you're saying. You lose over 3/4 of these people.
Yeah.
Okay? So you telling me you come here with 50 people at a time to bring millions of people to the country? It doesn't make
sense. Yeah. How many hundreds of years would it have taken, especially when each journey took a month and some change?
Yeah.
There's not enough months in the year to do that.
It's not enough months in a year, and a conversation would take too long for what happened.
Exactly.
There weren't enough ships.
It was people that were here.
They were already here. Already here, and the country doesn't want to tell the truth. Period.
No.
There were people already here. And no one wants to tell the truth. No one wants to tell the truth about anything. It's like right now people say, well, why are things going so chaotically right now? So listen, if you look at the story of Adam and Eve and the story we're following, this is why everything is crazy. If you look at the story of Jesus, Adam and Eve, and everything, when you break it down from a historical version, forget the religion. When you break down the historical value of the Bible, its reasoning and perspective, people are making no sense whatsoever. This is why we're upside down. Because if Moses, according to the story, and the Pharisees were individuals that Jesus was coming to talk to because they had a zeal for God and a God-like likeness, but they were on the wrong path, then they were following the book of Moses, then right now everybody's following the book of Moses. So you telling me that Jesus told y'all not to do what you're doing, but y'all doing it saying you're doing it in the name of Jesus. That's crazy.
Yes,
that's absolutely insane, because this is what they're doing according to the book. Now, with the story of Adam and Eve, okay, you know what the problem is right now? If the story of Adam and Eve is true, we're in all this issue because It was an order. It was God, man, woman, or God, man, God, female, male, and children, because there wasn't no Jesus yet. There wasn't no story of Jesus yet. This is how it was. So God had told man, hey, man, listen, you over this tree situation, this apple, you cannot eat a forbidden fruit. So you got to let Eve know she can't, because that was the order. He going to tell Eve. So one day, Eve, wanting to be equal, like we are now, decided upon herself to go to that tree and get that apple. The sin was she should have asked permission or should have made Adam aware so Adam could have told her it was the wrong thing to do. And we've been in that situation ever since.
Yeah. There goes our female listeners.
Yeah.
They're screaming. Well, here's the thing, and I've said this before, and I've gotten to a dozen arguments with a dozen women over this. Women totally think in the realm of emotion. Men think in the realm of fact, reality, what they have to face. And I was watching one of them red pill shows the other day, and this woman, her thing was, I don't need no man. And they go, well, you fix your own car. Well, I'll go get a man for that. Do you protect yourself? I'll call a man for that. No, you need a man. You need a man. Plus, we need women because that is how we procreate.
Women, yeah.
They are the soft side. We are the hard side. Put it together, and it gets that word that I use and I love, balance. It's in its center.
But see, we are fighting for, the women are fighting for equality.
Right,
and women
not balance.
Started this world of equality and not balance. This is why women say, and this is a woman nowadays, if you look at her wrong, it's abuse. If
right.
you look at her and make a statement to her wrong, it's abuse. If you look at her and make a statement aggressively without cursing, it's abuse. Now add those three with cursing in them.
Yeah.
And then that's three different ways. Then add that one with adding to us attempting to abuse her. Okay? Then after that, she's built up that you are built from a negative male masculinity. Okay? Now, abusive male masculinity. And you're a narcissist. So, come on, man. How in the world can you actually function with females on the earth if you are the scum of the earth to them, but you need me in every aspect there is on earth, and then I'm the blame for your issues and mine too? Come on now, ladies.
And we want equality as long as it's an easy job.
Dang, I'm right. How about equality for the coal mining women?
Yeah, or the go watch Deadliest Catch.
Yes.
Well, here are the women on the deck. They ain't there.
Hey, Ursula with the pretty nails and everything. Why don't you break out of them clothes and put on that hazmat suit? I need you to jump in the middle of that shit and get that shovel because we got to dig this pipe up.
Yeah.
Get that doo-doo all in your shoes and shit.
Well, see, slowly you're starting to see some women wake up from this because they're sitting there going, who made the decision for us to go to work?
Yes.
Who made that decision? Well, the Rockefellers made that decision. Because if you're sitting at home and all you're doing is living off of, you know, you've got a job, but it has no pay. But it is the most important job on the planet Earth, raising the next generation. So we're going to put you to work. Now we can tax you. Now the kids that would have been raised by you and educated by you are now raised by our schools and given our indoctrination. And now you spend minutes with them where you used to spend days with them. And then we wonder why kids have lost their way.
Well, you know what? Mothers that are school students and working women should not get married and should not have children.
I can't say you're wrong. See, I grew up, my mom never had a job. And people go, well, that's why you have such a bad view. I don't have a bad view of women. I respect women. I open the door. If you're a woman around me, you'll never open your own door. It's not because I see you as weak. It is my sign of respect. And we have taken respect and turned it into denigration, that because a guy respects her and he doesn't want her to have to work and go out and do the shit he does, that has now been turned into, you're trying to oppress me by trying to save me from having to do a job.
No, what kills me is you depress me because you can't see that I'm trying to help you out. I wish I could sit my ass at home and somebody take care of me. Okay, many men would do it. Okay, if I could sit on my ass and my woman would take care of my car needs, take care of my fixing of my vehicle, take care of the home, fix the roof, make sure the plumbing right, make sure the electric right. See, ladies don't know about this. They always talk about, because they don't know about a real guy, because they're raising these kids that cannot do any of these things that we're saying.
All right, they just instantly call. Oh, this has happened. Let me call somebody.
So our male, our young males have become females. If you're doing what your mama would do, then you're a woman.
Right.
You have the same characteristics. When you see a male calling to get his stuff done and don't know another male to call, he's moved into the realm of femininity.
Yeah, exactly. But you can't say that because we're equal and the same, and no, we are not.
Ain't no such thing as equal. I don't have a vagina. I'm not
right.
equal to you. You don't have a dick and balls. You're not equal. We're not equal in no way, shape, or fashion.
Right. I can't have a baby.
No, we have two different functions and reasonings.
That's right. We were, like I said, we do not hesitate to look at the wild and understand that the males are made for one purpose and the females are made for another. And together, they are a super strong bond and unity, and they raise great kids, and they continue their species. But you don't see this call for equality in the wild.
No, because a man cannot fight to want to be a female. But then women are going to accept you. Oh, you changed. Yeah, well,
yeah.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
Don't want me. You want a gay male with man features and man quality. You want a gay man with man quality. That's what women want. They want a gay man with male quality.
Yeah.
Because you want a man you can put in your place, but you also want to be somebody that can protect you. That,
yeah.
See, that's Babylonians. That's Babylon. That's Baal. They want you to do crazy things unnecessarily.
Yeah, that's why they call it babbling.
Yeah. Yeah. Women will argue a point when you could be working to get the job done. She can get her. But you're not listening to me. Well, we could have had the job finished by now. But you're not listening to me. No, you need to take your ass away and sit down. You're not listening to me. You sit your small ass down. You're on my nerves.
It's not wrong, though. It's one of them things. It's funny because I'm not saying I had a perfect childhood. Far from it. I really did. I mean, I grew up with like my dad would, you know, he beat you. And that's different. That's different than being whipped. That's a whole different realm. But as I stand back as an adult at times, I go, what would have happened to me? Because even with strict upbringing, I raised hell. So if I hadn't had a strict backdrop against me, how much more hell would I have raised and maybe ended up in a very bad place and in jail?
Yeah, Dad, because I'm going to tell you something. You said you got beatings. What did you get?
Beatings.
Okay,
not
you got
whippings.
Beatings and not whipping. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what was a beating or a whipping, but it started off with shit like, I will kick your ass.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, I don't know whether it was explained or a beating or a whipping.
well, see, here's the thing. I'm talking about, like, if I didn't take my sweatshirt off the correct way, and he wanted me to lift it up over my head a little and then pull it, and I wanted to pull from the bottom, which when it got to your head, it would kind of catch and stretch the material. If I pulled it off the way I wanted to and I had my hands over my head and he was anywhere near me, he'd just fucking slug me in the stomach.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And
well,
you did it his way or the highway, and there was no in-between, there was no bartering, there was none of that. And I feared him. A lot of kids fear their dads. That's in some ways not a bad thing.
Uh-oh.
Because, like I said, I raised holy hell with the threat of a beating over me. Could you imagine if I was left unchained in any way?
My mother would tell me, when my dad was at work, she'd tell you, wait till your father is home. I'm going to have your father whoop your ass for
yeah.
what you did. Man, your day would be ruined.
Yeah. You'd be scared till he got home because you
yes.
knew what was coming. And you were taught respect. You were taught to respect. And I see these kids flipping their parents off. If I ever flipped my parents off, the next place I would wake up would be in an emergency room.
Flip my parents off? I couldn't say what. Like if you said, if my mother said, booby, when I say what, man, that was an ass whooping.
Oh, yeah.
Or
and you can't tell me it didn't create a good generation.
Yeah, I couldn't say what to my parents. I couldn't say, huh?
Yeah.
Shit, like, you talking to me? I couldn't say anything like that. Knock the hell out of you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
and you learned to respect.
The shit out of you. Yes.
And you respected your grandparents, too.
Yeah. Oh, grandparents? Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
And you didn't respect your grandparents. That was the way the damn nigga get killed. That,
oh,
that,
yeah.
that was attempted murder.
Well, here's the funny thing about that. Okay, and part of this upside-down world we've become, where they allow people to just go in and steal things and say, oh, it's under $900, who cares? And now these cities have turned into living hell holes with shit on the street, needles on the street, cars being broken into every minute where somebody come by and bash and steal shit. And it has come to, it's becoming anarchy is what it's becoming.
But remember, you got Jesus to go to on every other block.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're saying, and this tells you where the news is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
They put the head of the story, and it says that the story, a stunning turnabout. Voters and lawmakers across the U.S. moved to reverse criminal justice reform. A stunning. In other words, they're shocked that people want law and order.
Oh, yeah, they're shocked because if you got men walking around, listen, man, if you got men walking around with titties and women trying to get a dick, the government is not really worried about, they're not worried about what's going on with the people.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when I was coming up, I didn't know anybody that was trying to get a cock that was a woman. I didn't know any guy that was trying to get a pussy. Okay?
Yeah.
I knew gay people. I didn't know people that was going through fucking gender dysphoria where you want to just mutilate your body. No, I didn't know. I knew motherfuckers wanted to try some shit, but I didn't nobody wanted to damn near kill themselves to try that shit. I didn't know nobody like that. That was
Thanks.
A very small percentage of people.
Hey, I want to tell you, you're going to love this one. Way back when we were younger, we'd be out drinking and hell-raising, and there was this one theater, drive-in theater, that would close its ticket box at a certain time, and then they never cared if you snuck in after that.
Yeah.
And we never really paid attention to what was there because it was just a place to go sit and drink where nobody would bother you. So we would go get our alcohol after work and go down there and sneak in and sit. Well, one night we rolled in there. The movie was called Let Me Die a Woman.
Mm.
And it was a documentary of the first transition of a male to a female where they cut his dick off.
Ah, that was
and they showed the, they showed the surgery. And we were sitting there going, who the hell would do this?
Yes.
We had no concept. It was not in our field of play. And now it's more normal than being a masculine male.
Yes, it is. Man, I just walk around. What you doing, man? I'm going to get my dick cut off, man, Thursday. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I just don't get it. We have there needs to be certain rules for civilization. I get that. We have gone to the point of wiping out every rule. And I don't think every rule is bad.
I never woke up in the morning and be like, yo, Dan, you don't get tired of your dick? You don't get tired of your dick, man.
I think I can say without thinking too long, I've never thought that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We've always had a good relationship. I mean, he got me in some deep shit before, but, you know, we've always been good with each other.
You ever get tired of talking like, damn, man, you ever just want to sit down and pee, man? You ever get tired of standing? You get the urge to sit your ass down, man. So I'm not talking about from being gay, man, but I'm just talking about, damn, man. Females got it made. Shit.
Well, you're not allowed to question it. Because if you question it, you're homophobic. You got gender problems. And I ain't that way. If you want to go cut your dick off, help yourself. But first of all, it shouldn't be paid for by my health insurance.
Yeah.
Because that ain't cheap.
Back in the day, I understood gays. You know, I could just look over you as a dude that they used to cross-dress, and you'd be like, yo, Teresa, what you about? Stop scratching your nuts in public. Man, your business. That's what it was, you know?
Yeah.
Stop scratching your nuts, bro.
But now we've got to the point where we're so far the other way that a child that they would say cannot get a tattoo can cut his dick off.
Yes. You can't get a tattoo. You're too young to get cigarettes, too young to buy liquor, too young to get a tattoo, but cutting your dick off is all right on 30.
Right, and the school, the same school that can't give you an aspirin unless your parents sign for it, can sit there and teach you that it's okay to hate your dick.
And they teach you, and check this out. When you come to school, your name is Todd, but when you get to school, we call you Evelyn, but we will not tell your parents.
Right. Because they're too dumb to understand what we're doing. No, we understand completely.
Yeah, while the gym teacher got you sucking his dick and we don't know nothing about it. Because all this shit is going on, man. Because once you open the doors up to break a child's guards down, people have to realize, this is why men and women think differently. We don't give a damn about all this shit. We know that somebody's breaking down the guards for something that happened.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
We know this is breaking down the guards for something to happen. So we know. We just want you to let your guards down. And women talk about, you're not going to respect their pronouns. No, bitch. I don't respect you. Sit your ass down.
Well, also remember, when we were younger, our parents had chaperones at every activity where male and females were together.
Yeah, please excuse me, ladies. I'm not talking about just any female out there. I'm talking about females.
You've got to protect your kids from this. But now they're lining up to take them in to watch these people do drag shows. Look, during our day and age in our youth, titty bars were everywhere. Yet if a male took his 6-year-old, 8-year-old son to a titty bar, he'd be charged with child abuse. Now you can take your 6- or 8-year-old not to a titty bar, but to a drag show, and you've seen the videos of the drag shows where they're doing shit that I can't get them to do at a titty bar.
And these are the ones they're getting to come and read to the kids in school.
Right. Well, why are you so afraid of them reading? I'm not afraid of them reading. I'm afraid of the message that you're trying to deliver in an underhanded way.
They say, why are you afraid of them reading? And they hear my gun go, okay, I understand, but you don't have to.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you think would happen if those kids were there for a reading and the guy doing the reading had a side piece on his hip and wasn't a cop?
Oh, my goodness.
And was teaching them about their freedoms and their rights. What do you think would happen then?
See, the reason why they got these kids in these rooms, they'll keep the kids behind a locked door. When these transgenders come to the school, you know, they have the balloons up in the windows locked. So you got a man in there with a camisole type of outfit on, and he's talking with the kids, and his legs are open. It's showing his dick and balls. Okay? and this is the shit they don't want you to see. That's why we're not having that stuff. It's not about transphobia. No. Women and homosexuals, shut the fuck up. We're here to protect these daggum children. No, a man with his dick and balls showing is not going to disguise himself as a transgender helper, and you got your dick and balls out in front of the children. I'm not having that shit. Okay, no. What women agree with it and all is not happening on my watch.
Now, once you're an adult, that's on you.
That's on you. But you're not going to allow these children to be suckered into things just because you're so foolish that you can't see that these people are running a game on your children.
Oh, yeah, it's a game. It's a big game. Okay, let me ask you this, just to put this in perspective. Name me the time in history when we had stripper story time for children.
Thank you, bro.
Name it. Name it a day that porn stars showed up in schools to read to children.
But see, they started out with that shit with like Fu Manchu and stuff in movies, you know, where you got some of your biggest stars in dresses. Wesley Snipes, what was the guy's name from Ghost? Patrick Swayze. When you put these superstar men in dresses, this was showing you. When you put Arnold Schwarzenegger in a dress, they demoralize every. It was now you're seeing black dudes in them now, but it started off white guys.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And they don't talk about this.
No.
They put all these men in dresses, and see the reason why we made it through because we're so blah, you know, just we don't fit in to the screwery, to the fuck. We don't get into it. You can't screw us over.
Nah.
We don't fit into that category. We don't fit into that algorithm. So we would not even fit in, period. The comedy that we do and what we talk about, we would never fit in.
Nah.
Never.
Nah.
So we didn't fit in back in the day.
Well, see, now everybody's coming to the forefront talking about how all these people got famous. I don't know if you heard the story. It was who was the comic who came forward with the story? He said he was supposed to be famous, and they told him that he had to suck a dick to be famous. And he said, I ain't going to have none of that. He said, but the other guy in the room went right to it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. There was another story like that when the guy was auditioning for a movie, and they told him, well, you know, it came down to the last two choices, and the guy said, well, hey, y'all both were great, and everything is who gonna suck my dick first? And he said he looked like, man, I ain't nobody ever said no shit like to me, and the other guy didn't laugh about it, and he said, well, anyway, I didn't get the part as baby boy. So he was talking about Tyreek.
Yeah.
And then another guy, Orlando Brown, he came in from Disney. He said he didn't have sex with Drake, Terrence Howard, Busta Rhymes, T. Diddy. He just started naming them off.
Yeah.
Because he said his dad used to, you know, turn him out to all them dudes.
It's amazing. And it's all surfacing.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, and here I want to know if you caught this little sidelight. A woman comes out, says Trump raped her. She can't tell you the date. She can't tell you the place. She can't tell you exactly what happened. Yet a jury convicted, air quotes, him of that crime because they believed her. They believed her 100%. Yet, when you come out with stories like this, oh, that's all made up. We can't believe you. These people are talking their deep pain, and they can give you exact details and names of who was there and the date it happened, yet they are not to be believed. But a person who can't tell you when, where, how is supposed to be believed simply because she's a woman.
And now the new thing is, because she's a woman, like with Bill Cosby and all that, and like you said, with Donald Trump, now, why is it that with all these men being raped, Why is no one talking about this?
No.
Men are being raped everywhere now.
Yeah.
No one's talking about it. Dwight Howard from the basketball, he was supposedly had men come in and run a train on another man. Who does that?
Exactly.
That gang raped a man.
Yeah.
And they're talking about it openly. But why is no one going to jail? Why is T.D. Jakes, every man that T.D. Jakes ever slept with, they talking about it now?
It's complete absurdity.
It's crazy.
Ain't nobody going back and getting these people, just like you said. Nobody's even acknowledging it.
No.
Like I said, what they do is, oh, you're crazy. That's made up. Nobody would ever do that. Yeah, they would. And yeah, they have. And yeah, they are.
They can show you Weinstein and Oprah Winfrey smoking weed together.
Right.
Everybody in the industry can tell you about Weinstein.
Right. Well, look what happened to Joan Rivers when she opened her mouth and told the truth.
Uh-huh. She haven't had an accidental fatal stroke surgery.
Yeah, just accidentally, just happened right after she said that.
Yeah, removed. You know, Barack Obama's gay. Michelle's the first tranny. Everybody knows Michelle's the first tranny. Why
exactly.
Is everybody making such a big deal about it?
Yeah. Why does everybody care so much? Dude, I'm telling you, we in some weird times right now is where we're at.
Yeah, and the weirdness of the times are, the crazy thing is about it, I identify with where we are. I know where we are.
Oh, yeah. We're not confused. We are not confused.
I know exactly where we are. I'm not lost in no way, shape, form, or fashion because growing up the way I did, I'm comforted in knowing a lot of these things that I know it not to be true. The things about gay people, I can't really get into. Everybody said, man, you are, no, I'm not a homophobe or nothing. I know that homosexuality is not this big of a deal.
Right.
I grew up around people that were homosexual, and they didn't need all this attention.
No. No, they didn't.
And they weren't suicidal.
No.
Every homosexual you meet wasn't trying to kill himself.
Right. They were, like I said, there are going to be people that way. I ain't got a problem with that. But once you're an adult, not while you're a kid.
But when we were kids, I'm going to tell you something. Some of the gay dudes were some of the most protected people because their mama always protected them, was like, leave Timmy alone. And Timmy was the kid who was like in ballet. He took piano lessons. He played the saxophone. He played the drums. It was always extra taken for the gay kids, you know, they had an opportunity. I remember.
Oh, I know.
You know, and this was in poor neighborhoods, so I don't know how the good gay people were treated. Just talk about that.
Oh, well, I'm going to shoot some commercials in here. We've already talked. Damn,
already?
Man, time flies. It's already 1 o'clock. It's 1 o'clock, dude.
Okay, shoot. Well, let's do it.
All right. We'll be right back when we get these commercials out of the way, and then we'll run to the end of the show. So hang tight.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
fruits, and they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hey, everyone. Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. realbarefaceislegal.org.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked, or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
I've heard stories from teachers in classes where their students are grounded that they have half the level of referrals for discipline. Some students who were in tears because they were experiencing success when before they were experiencing failure with their behavior and discipline. I've heard stories from teachers with autistic children who have been grounded where they have less of what they call the meltdowns. And the meltdowns are less frequent and shorter, and they come back into the classroom and they're learning more than they had learned prior to the grounding. It's amazing what happens, not just with the teacher at the front of the class, but what can happen with the student sitting in the class. And just think, if every single student and every single teacher and every single classroom and every single school across this whole world was grounded.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
And we're back. We're back. I don't know if you saw this story today.
What's up?
This is funny. This is the whole, yeah, tell them one thing, tell them another thing, tell them one thing, tell them another thing. It says, remember, they've had all these Pentagon hearings. They've had people from the Pentagon coming in saying aliens are real, we've got aliens, and all this other stuff here. I think they got a little more out of the bag than they wanted out of the bag, because now this story today says, aliens, UFOs not being hidden from public, really, new repentance. So they're saying after they've admitted that they've hid everything, they've got a new Pentagon review that said there's no reason to believe they hid anything and that there are no extraterrestrials and everything you've been told by them is now horseshit.
It goes back to the grave in RT, brother.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They admitted it. Now they're trying to walk it back.
Yep.
then you got to ask yourself why.
Does the truth being exposed in some kind of way if somebody's able to see something?
Yes.
So you always have to scale back.
Yeah. They let it out there, and now they realize that now everybody understands everything they said was horseshit, so now they're trying to say, no, that was actually horseshit. Our admission was actually horseshit. Because if you keep the message mixed, nobody can come together. You can't come behind a message when your message keeps flip-flopping.
Yeah.
And it's really weird that they do this after they had the Pentagon hearings and they allowed all these people to speak out. Now, we didn't mean that. We've studied what we said and we were wrong. What?
That's how you do.
But see, the real thing about it is, here's what I think, what the cat they let out of the bag that they didn't expect was all these people now who put these free energy devices up and show people it running. People aren't sitting there going, hey, that's probably bullshit. People are going, hey, that's what they kept from us for years.
Yeah, why do you think they're getting rid of all the fruits and vegetables? And now that everybody's becoming aware, now all the trees with food on them are gone already.
Right, and all the natural seeds.
Yeah.
And plants with seeds in it. It's so much easier to eat shit that doesn't have seeds.
Now, they're telling you that all cereal is made with paint thinner in it.
Right, and that 80% of America has that paint thinner in their system.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
But if you say those things, you're a conspiracy theorist, even though they've come out and basically admitted it, and the studies that we're supposed to follow, the science that we're supposed to follow, is telling us that they're poisonous, but now we can't say that because now we're starting to turn on them.
Why do we need to go give a study when we got Home Depot, Lowe's, and the box of cereal at your house?
Exactly.
Read the label. Look what's in it, then they go find the ingredients at the local Home Depot.
And so now they're trying to say that aliens don't exist when we know full well they do. It's very simple, folks. Just do a mathematical. What are the odds, if you're going to believe everything that you're told, you're going to believe there's trillions of galaxies and there's trillions of planets and all that. So we're the only one that got it right?
This is how dumb we are. There's 52 weeks in a year, right?
Yeah.
12 times 4 is what? 48, right?
Yeah.
So 12 times 4 is 48. That's 48 weeks in 12 times 4. But there's 52 weeks, they tell us. Where are the other 4 weeks?
In a month, it's gone.
Every month should have 28 days.
Yes, and be on a lunar cycle.
Thank you. That would give us 13 months. It's on the back of the shell of every turtle.
Well, why do you think they spent so much time trying to get rid of natural healers?
Yeah.
Natural healers that use herbs, the same herbs that the scientists discovered what part worked and pulled them out to make an artificial thing to do what a natural herb would have done but add side effects to. Side effects that they can go treat now.
Manufactured by petroleum companies.
Right. Petroleum companies that have trillions of dollars to influence people.
Most definitely.
You look at Dubai. That was built by oil.
Yes.
And oil is plentiful. Oil is not a resource that is limited, like cobalt and all this other bullshit you need for your battery.
But you gotta create a supply and demand. When you have, no matter how much is there, in order for you to spend more or less over something, there's a sense of urgency and a release of the sense of urgency.
Yeah. That's how you control the flow.
Exactly. And big monopolies are the worst things ever. And we found that out when the first great crash happened and we broke up monopolies. So now we're back to monopolies.
Yeah.
Look at BlackRock. BlackRock owns everything.
And people don't even know what BlackRock is.
Right. No idea. And they're snapping up homes. These big investment firms are snapping up homes at a record rate. And they never should be allowed corporations to own more homes because they drive up the rent because they can, because nobody else rents.
Yeah.
And this is one of the things I found out when I started making phone calls to hotels. I think people would be shocked as to how many hotels are owned by one person. Because you have the illusion that if I go to a Hilton, I'm with the Hilton brand, and then when I go to a Marriott, I'm with the Marriott brand, when in actuality, they're all the same brand. Right. So you've got the illusion of competition when there is no real competition.
Crazy.
It's an illusion. And just like this technology, they know now that people believe in UFOs, that they also believe in the free energy technology. That's the side effect that they weren't expecting.
Money is an illusion.
Yes, it is.
Because
it only has the value you give it.
Yeah, money is based off of product and production. That's it.
Yeah.
You either have a product or you can produce something.
Well, you heard what that guy said about, he goes, if we can print as much money as we want, which is what we've been doing, then why even take money from the people?
Well, they gotta have something to take back and forth for you in this fake system of taxes and fraud and owing things and debt. It doesn't exist. They made up all this stuff as they go.
Right.
And whatever they can get you to believe is how much they can get you to suffer.
Exactly. And then they sell you the dream of buying and spending an exorbitant amount. Why can't you buy a house outright? Why does it take you 30 years? And now they're talking about it 50 years.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, see, a resident is always going to be moved.
Right. And they're always going to be taxable because you never own your house. You never own your car. You never own anything because everything's continually taxed.
Yeah. See, we don't believe in estates. We believe in residents.
Right. Exactly. And see, that's what people don't want to talk about. I own my home. No, you don't. No, you don't. Not even out in the county in the middle of nowhere do you own your home because somebody will eventually tax you. For something you own, not when you buy it, not when you sell, something you own, just sitting there, it's yours, but you still have money to pay, so you don't own it.
Yeah. That's true.
And that's why if you buy land in the middle of nowhere, somebody is going to still tax it. Somebody going to go, even if you have no house on it, you just got a piece of land sitting there, they're still going to come in and go, because that land's sitting there, you've got to pay us this.
Wow.
So basically, everything is owned by the government, and you are just a renter. No matter how hard you work, no matter how much you achieve, you are still just a renter because there is no such thing as owning a home, the American dream.
My daddy and mom, they paid off the house in 1998. He's been paying taxes on the house since then.
You didn't buy it. You're leasing it.
You're leasing it. Yes, you're leasing it. You're long, it's a long-term lease.
Yeah. But then you're told you're crazy if you say that. But then Show me a place that you don't pay for a house after you paid for it.
The only way that can happen is you own the land and everything.
Well, even if you own the land, if it's in a county, they'll say they own the land that's in their county.
That's right.
And then they'll assess the value of the land and then charge you a bill that if you don't pay, they will confiscate your land, even though you bought it.
Ooh. Man, oh, man, that's crazy.
Isn't it, though?
That's great.
And all this has been created by men. Because in the olden days, you actually owned property because there were no taxes. Yet, while there were no taxes, we built these cities, built air quote, and the railroads and the roads that existed and the new roads, there wasn't any real taxes in the first 150-some years of this country.
Oh, dang. Yeah.
Now they tax the food you buy. They tax your paycheck when it comes out. They make you pay fees to go fishing. And they say, and see, this is how they've got people convinced. And this is the funny thing. I love how they've got people convinced. I've said this before, and I've had fishermen come back. Yeah, but they use that money to stock this and do that and the other thing. Yeah, after they waste 90% of it, 10% gets back to you.
Yeah. It weighs 90% of it, but they make sure the grass is cut and stuff like that. And
yeah, then, so you sat there and go, they're doing good. No, they're not.
And when the prisoners are full, they get that back free, too, because that's free labor.
Right. And a lot of the people in prisons are in prison for chicken shit crimes.
Oh, yeah. But you got to have, once you get rid of the slaves, you got to have people work doing something for free.
Right. We're the land of the free, yet we incarcerate more of our citizens than any other place on the planet Earth.
They said we're the land of the free and the home of the slave.
That's where we're at now. It wasn't that way earlier. This has been recently.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it has to do with the false history that we've been told. Because there was a movie with Keanu Reeves. I can't remember the name of it, but
yeah.
Him and Morgan Freeman, they developed they finally figured out how to develop free energy. And once they figured it out, they had to kill everybody because Morgan Freeman told them, do you realize what it would do to the world's economy if energy became free tomorrow morning? And I want you all to think about what I just said because that's why it's not legal.
Yeah, I do. That's why it's not legal.
Just think about not having to pay an electric bill. You make a device that pulls off of free energy. You plug your house into it. You no longer have to take electricity from anybody else. What's going to happen?
Beautiful. Oh, man. You're talking about saving and man.
Yeah. What would you do with an extra couple $100 a month? Also, don't ever forget this, and they don't want to say this, but if you total up, it's not straight across individuals. That's why they'll argue that. Oh, that's not true. If you take all of the taxes collected in a year, all of them, sales tax, your fees, your license plate fees, your inspection fees, if you take all of that and add it together, and then you take what everybody spends on food, clothing, and housing, the taxes exceed that. The money they pull from the economy exceeds that. So, in effect, all of your expenses have been doubled. And they are still running trillion-dollar deficits.
Oh, yeah. This is the only place where I was saying to people, I said, listen, if you want to help people out, I'm going to give you one direction, okay? My black brothers of America, I want to show you something. You think that you're in poverty and you think things are bad. Not really. On any given Sunday, African-American individuals in America put $250 million into the collection plate. That's a billion dollars a month
Yes. Going to Jesus and God. But yet still, you still receiving handouts from the government to correct your issues, but you give your money to the church and expect it to double back.
And it don't.
And
that's
don't.
Why you have these mega pastors with jets and limos, because they deserve it.
No, because you deserve it.
See, that's what people don't realize. If you quit giving to them, to you, everybody wants to pass the buck. So instead of giving to the church, if you took the money you would give to the church and maybe gave it to the bomb or found a homeless family that needed help and you gave it directly, then they would get 100% of it. But as long as you're giving it to a third party, they're going to take.
I tell you too, if a dummy's going to hand me their money because you believe I know something you don't know about yourself, I'm going to take it.
Yeah. And what we got to realize that money is time. Money has no other value than their time. That's what money is. It's to pay you for your time. So you're giving your time away to somebody else, just giving it away.
Yeah.
And then you wonder why I don't have enough time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because everything's grown so nationalized when it's better actually localized. The old saying, take care of your neighborhood. If we went back to taking care of our neighborhoods instead of trying to take care of the world, we would be in a much better place.
Yeah, if we took care of our neighborhoods instead of trying to turn our neighbors into hoods.
Hey, look at Detroit.
Yes.
Look at L.A. Look at Seattle. Look at Portland. It was funny because I read this article. This will show you how upside down the world is. Portland had two Walmart stores closed because of theft. You cannot park your car in downtown Portland without fear of it being robbed. Yet the Oregon police said they're going to crack down on speeders and they're going to start a whole campaign to write tickets to steal money from honest citizens because they went too fast, yet we're going to turn a blind eye to a store being robbed so hard and so successfully that they shut down.
That's normal. That's how things go these days.
Oh, I know. It's punish the people who won't fight back.
But it's always been that way.
Yeah. But now it's turbocharged now to the point of ridiculousness because they so ingrained themselves in power. They do insider trading, never get called on it. They go in there at $175,000 a year, like I said, with Ocasio-Cortez Cougar Mellencamp. She went in there as a slutty bartender with no money, and in her first year she cried about how she couldn't find an apartment. And 6 years later, at $175,000, she now has over $20 million in the bank. And that's perfectly normal because that's what everybody does, right?
Yep. As they say, one get mad Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, hell, I've got like a $250,000 in the bank right now.
Yeah. Ain't nothing to it.
Ain't nothing to it. But you're not supposed to look at that and question that. Where did that other money, where did $20 million come from? Hell, you take her salary over 6 years. It's not even, dude. And she has living expenses in the most expensive city. She wore a dress that said, eat the rich on it. But she is the rich now.
Man. They're upside down, dude.
They couldn't be more upside down if they tried right now.
No one's paying attention.
No. Well, how can you pay attention? You get up in the morning. You got to brush your teeth. You got to get your shower. You got to get dressed. You got to sit in that traffic. You're sitting in that traffic. You got a little bit of time to breathe while you're in your car. Now you can get to work. Now you got to work all day. You work all day. You got an hour for lunch. You got to wolf your lunch down. You got to get all this money to pay for all this stuff. And that's really money is your time. So you're spending all your time to pay for all this stuff. And then you get all that stuff, but you don't have no time to spend with your stuff.
Yeah.
No. And sure as hell don't have any time to think about anything else outside of your little world because you're so busy running on the hamster wheel.
Mm-hmm.
But you see the rich on their yachts enjoying months in the Caribbean. You have Joe Biden, the president of one of the largest, greatest places on the planet Earth, and he has had more vacation days. And you, with your job, you might get 2 weeks. You might get nothing. But they, in Washington, have months of vacation.
Dang. That's the way they do it.
Oh, yeah.
On our tax dollar.
Oh, yeah, and they live it up on our tax dollar.
Mm-hmm.
While we sit and slave away to send them our tithings, which is what it is. Think about it.
Imagine you tax and tithe.
Yeah.
That's double dipping in your money.
Yeah. And they do it all the time because you're not supposed to be double taxed. Yet your paycheck is taxed when it comes home. That should be the end of it. If you're not going to be double taxed, when your paycheck is taxed before it's sent home, that should be the end of it. But it is not because it's taxed when you buy groceries. It's taxed when you buy cars. It's taxed when you buy clothes. It's taxed when you go fishing. It's taxed when you go hiking. It's taxed in every form of your life, but you're not supposed to be double taxed. But you're not just double taxed. You're triple taxed, quadruple taxed. You're so taxed that if you take it up as your income, you spend more on taxes than you do on housing, food, and clothing. That's a sin.
Wow.
And I asked you this question one day, and I remember you chuckled at it. At what point does it become slavery?
When you have to ask.
Yeah, and we have to ask now. We have to ask, how fast can we go? How many days can I work? Where can I build my house? Where can I go fishing? But they did it slowly. They did it in increments. And they convinced you with each and every step, this will be better.
Great.
And people listened. People listened. They went, yeah, it's better. And the reason it's better is because now I'm not responsible for anything. I've got somebody to blame for my failures. I can blame the government because I don't have enough.
It's your fault. I don't have enough.
It's unreal, man.
It is.
And thank God for, see, this is the other thing. And again, good and bad. TikTok is bad in many respects, but TikTok is good in many respects. Because now, without having to go through the regime-controlled media, you can speak to a large number of people. You can plant a seed in a large group of people, whereas before you could only plant those seeds in people you could directly speak to.
Mm-hmm. And now you can create that, and then you can draw people out of your own little form that they've created for you to create for yourself.
Yeah. And that's why now they've realized that they've opened Pandora's box, just like the aliens. Now they're trying to eliminate all these social media platforms because they can't control every individual speech. That's why we have strength in numbers, and the more people that listen, the more people that share, the more people that spread the word, the less their grip is, and that's why they fear people like that.
Well, most definitely. They don't want those individuals to be able to connect together and start groups, which would be colonizing.
Right. So the government's the Native Americans, and we're trying to colonize and push them out.
Yeah. Because the Native naturalists are going up against the culturalized imperialism.
Right. We're trying to stand our ground. We were dumb enough to believe we were free.
Yep. Dumb enough.
Yeah.
And they remind you every day in everything they do. Because, like I said, when you look at what's going on, we're being entertained through the programming, and they put the sports on. They give us stuff to entertain us, you know. And right now, to be a sports figure or athlete or a entertainer is the biggest thing possible because this is what they're selling us. This is why our kids aren't worth a shit.
No, it's the Coliseum. It's the gladiators. It's the same old song and dance with a different name.
Same old song, different name. It's, I don't know how people not noticing the same thing over and over again and pointing it out and saying, hey, y'all, when are we going to stop this? Or when are we going to partake in doing something in a different direction?
Yes. Because this is obviously going off the rails. Other than the Democrats that support Biden, I don't think you'll find anybody in this country that says things are going good.
No, no one can say this is going good. Nothing is going good right
now. 67% of America lives paycheck to paycheck.
Woo, 67%.
67% live paycheck to paycheck. 67% of America couldn't put their hands on $1,000 for an emergency. $1,000. So the American dream is to be working from paycheck to paycheck until you're dead and not have any money? That don't sound like a dream to me.
Mm-mm. Sound like your youngest two kids will be outside with cups.
Seriously. I don't. How can you stand back and look at what's happening and say it's good?
Being blind to the fact.
Yeah. And as it gets harder, more people are finally going, hey, wait a minute. Why do you think they're handing out so much money right now? And they are handing it out. You and I both know that.
Mm-hmm.
Not only in this country, but more to other countries. So why are they taking billions of the dollars, billions of our time that was here in this country and giving it away? Because then we have to work harder because our time's not being spent here. It's being spent all around the world in places that hate us. So if you're giving away our time to places that hate us, what does that make you? That makes you hate us too.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like somebody's trying to cash out.
Yeah, and now they've shifted from calling themselves our representatives to calling themselves our leaders, and they have made choices that are going to be forced on us. That doesn't make you a leader. A leader doesn't have to force people to follow.
Mm-mm. No.
You are not a leader. You are a dictator.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Amazing.
Because
yeah.
A dictator will tell you what to do, and then if you don't do it, they will force you to do it by eliminating gasoline-powered cars. That's not a leader. A leader should be able to point out to you why electric cars are better, and then you should follow. A dictator points out what you will do, and then if you don't, it makes punishments for not doing it.
There you go. There
we go. So our president is a dictator who has also signed over 500 executive orders, which is how a dictator rules. A leader doesn't just sign it. A leader convinces Congress, convinces the House, the Senate, convinces the people that something is better, and then we vote to make it so. That is a leader or a representative. A dictator takes his pen and says, I know better, and signs it into law.
Yeah. And you will agree.
Right. You will obey. And if you don't obey, we will throw you in jail, and we can hit you with a bunch of charges and make up shit and ruin your life because we have the power and you don't.
Wow.
And we accept that.
Yeah. The people got to get down to the nitty-gritty when it comes to this stuff because they're not always on us.
Oh, they will own us more every day.
Always. They got breaking away from the super trend of thinking is the most difficult thing people find in their lives, just to think differently, just to think differently, have your own way of thinking. It's not even natural now.
No. You've got to be part of the group think.
Yeah.
What they call it, the hive mind. But the real strength in America has always been the individuals.
Yes.
Your Washington Carvers.
Yes, it's always been. Those are the ones that made things break through time.
Right. The individual, not the government.
But
the government takes and destroys. That's all government does.
Invention is the mother of necessity.
Right. And what you said, the real teaching comes from the real world.
Yeah. You have to have a need for something in order to invent things. You're trying to provide for a need.
Yes.
You want to provide for a need. So that's how creation begins. And people are like, man, what do you mean? Well, listen.
The vast majority of everything you're using now comes from individuals.
Yes.
Not from governments. Let's look at the things the government really developed. They developed the nuclear bomb. And why did they develop it? So they could destroy another person with a different opinion. They didn't develop that for fusion to make electricity. They developed it to destroy somebody else.
Yeah.
You're honest and pure government. Your honest and pure government fights with other government and kills more people than all other causes. Yet they are considered good, but they have every government has blood on their hands.
Yeah. Most
if you knew an individual that killed as many people as the government, you would not talk to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You would say, that man's a killer. But because the government does it, it's good. And that's why when all these people sit there, oh, the government's good. No, the government is not good. The government is necessary. It's a necessary evil. It should be kept small. That's why the document that founded this country was 44 pages long. That's just the list of people that get the distribution of bills now. Bills are 2,000 and 3,000 pages long. They're written so nobody could understand them. Nobody can sit down and go through all the details. And then they pass them after nobody's read them. And the famous Nancy Pelosi words, we got to pass it to find out what's in it.
We've got to pass it to find out what's in it. Damn. I'm glad they didn't decide to do that when it comes to bombs.
Dude, it's crazy. But I think we're at the pendulum swing is where I think we are. I think we're at the far extreme as far as it could go. And there's been other extremes in the history of this country. There has been. There have been extremes to the right. There's been extremes to the left. Neither one of them is correct. The truth, you and I both know, lies somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
when, to be real, someone, we may not be suffering right now, but someone is suffering in a way we wouldn't even be thinking of right now.
Exactly.
Someone is in desperate and desired need for attention in many different ways. Some people are in poverty out of our recognition.
Oh, yeah. We couldn't even conceive it.
Mm-hmm. That's why
there are children in Africa that are being beaten to dig up the shit for your battery, for your car to save the planet, so you can feel good.
There were children being raped all during COVID. But you wanted to force somebody who was already, their way out of escape was to go to school.
Yeah.
Then you trapped them in there with their perpetrator for 2 years. Women that were being abused, a lot of things happened during COVID.
Oh, yeah. Businesses, the main thing that they wanted with that, though, was to destroy the individual business.
Mm-hmm.
And the big businesses had the war chests to hang on, where the small businesses didn't. And you've got to get the small businesses out of the way so that the big businesses can take over. Why was Walmart allowed to stay open when the individual businesses were closed? Because they pay the representatives, their representatives in Congress. Why was Costco? Why was all these? Why were the fast food places that shovel poison out the door allowed to be left open?
Yeah, a lot of people don't look at this also. It's Walmart, but a lot of individuals that help make the decision to keep it open or keep it closed are invested in Walmart.
Exactly.
In whatever it was.
Yes.
You ain't going to close up, you got shares in.
That's right. And then look at the billions, and that's not an exaggeration, given to Pfizer and Moderna for something that did not work.
Yeah.
Don't you wish you could make something that was fairy dust and fairy tales and give it, and it doesn't have to prove to be effective. It doesn't have to prove to be a single thing. You just had to say it's safe and effective and it will stop this. And even though it didn't stop it, even though you didn't have to give a single penny back, you sold them something. That'd be like selling a car that doesn't run to somebody and then not having to give a penny back.
Now I put a name on it too, on the bottle. Placebo. Placebo. That's right. The drug is all in your mind. No worries. It can fix anything.
And then you'll run around, people go, oh, you're anti-vax. No, I'm anti-things that don't work.
I'm anti-idiot.
Right, because my dog always has its rabies shots. Why? Because rabies vaccine is actually effective. It's not 40%, 50, it's 60. It's on the neighborhood of 95 to 100%.
Wow.
And I've actually seen it work. We had a rabid fox when I was younger come down into the yard and attack my dog. Well, my dog, it didn't attack my dog. It was going to attack my brother, but my dog defended my brother and attacked the wolf, the fox. And they fought to the death, and it killed the fox. And then we went and got her booster rabies shot and quarantined her, and she never got rabies. So I know it works. Because rabies is 100% fatal. Rabies is highly infectious. So I know that worked. So I'm not anti-vaccines. There are effective and good vaccines. I'm not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater. But the vast, vast majority of them are not. So save your anti-vax, because that's just another one of them things you throw at somebody when you have no defense. You throw a blanket thing at them, and you don't have any defense for your opinion other than to say, you're crazy. Well, give me facts.
Well, we've
got no facts.
No facts whatsoever. Ever.
Ever. Just throw words, call names, and scream incoherently. In other words, argue with your emotions, not with facts. And it's a shame.
It's a doggone shame. And it will continue to be as though nobody say anything.
Oh, yeah.
It will continue to be.
Well, because we, again, and I don't care if this pisses anybody off, we've gone from men being in control and ruling with facts to a whole bunch of women being put in and a whole bunch of emotions being shoved into these bills, and now we have chaos. Tell me I'm wrong.
You can't be wrong. You can't be wrong. And the minority of what's going on right now, all the individuals are the right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're the ones that are right.
But because of groupthink and a hive mind, we're attacked rather than listened to. Because the majority's always right. Folks, the majority used to believe that slavery was a good thing. That's what I got to say to that. The majority ain't always right. And when you don't allow the minority to speak up and listen to them and question what they're saying, you end up going down a dead-end street, and that's where we're going down. And a few people are starting to see it. And
yes,
they're starting to wake up, but is it soon enough?
Yeah, because if not chaos, we'll reign.
Oh, it will.
That's what we're headed towards. When people can't, everybody's trying to break down their own space, okay? And we're already within the space we are. You cannot keep trying to make people change everything they are versus something. We ain't been taught, but something that people have a notion. You know, like the alphabet community telling me, well, you got to respect my pronoun. I haven't had that on my mind in my life. So why would I start practicing how to, that's like a kid's game to me, you know?
Oh, yeah. And it's really funny because you see their problem with it is they only want it to be in one space. Because I've seen them ask this question. So that Rachel Dolezal, she said she was black when she wasn't black. And we got all upset with her. What's the difference from her believing that she's black and somebody believing that they're a woman? What's the difference? Am I wrong?
Yes. That's funny. I'm with you.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She identified as black, and they crucified her. I identify as a woman. You got to believe me. You got to call me my pronouns. You got to do all of that. So,
oh,
which
yeah.
one is it?
It's amazing how they pick and choose their battles and what's going to be something accepted or rejected.
100%. Well, that looks like a good place to land this. This show, because man, we have gotten. I love it. Our conversations. I can't tell people how much I feel better after we talk.
Yeah, man. You ever get all these things that are on your mind that are collected, some from the week, some that we knew about from years ago, that are now presenting themselves in this time frame, and we're speaking about it, getting it off your chest.
And also saying it out to somebody who has a different opinion to get real feedback without fear of the feedback.
Yeah. People who want to know because they have interest versus people who are just trying to battle something unnecessarily. You're battling within yourself.
Pushing a narrative.
Yeah. We're not trying to push a narrative. We're simply giving you what's out in front of you. And many people don't want you to pay attention to.
And asking you to think on your own, from your own perspective.
Yeah. It's nice to do every now and then.
I enjoy it. Again, that's why you and I, when we get on the phone, it's not just a couple of minutes, because we start batting things back and forth almost instantly.
Yeah, and now we're about to be able to, do comedy every week, enjoy ourselves. and look at our market for what it can truly become.
And help develop young people who want to be developed.
Hello. And they need it. This industry helps no one. You have to figure it out on your own. But right now, we're giving the people opportunity to come and give us a call. I mean, you know, come see us and do shows. And talk about Q&A Mondays. Q&A Mondays will be every Monday. I mean, every first Monday, right?
Yep, every first Monday.
Every first Monday, it will be still right there at 5511 Ferris Street in Norfolk, right there at Seven Spices. Then we're going to have a great time, man. Just question and ask with the comic. We decided not to do a class or a course. So basically that's it.
Well, Herman, always a pleasure, man. Always a pleasure. We have such a great time. I'll be seeing you on Wednesday when we do that. I'm sure we'll be talking in between. But I hope people, like I said, don't believe what we say. I'm not asking you to believe that. I'm not asking you to believe a word I say. What I'm saying is listen to what I'm saying. Don't just put up your wall. Listen. And then look, is there anything to it? Ask yourself that question.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah, be open-minded. Learn. That's what in my book, that's what life is about, learning.
Mm-hmm.
And becoming the best you. Don't judge yourself by your past you because you didn't have the knowledge you have now, but try each day to make yourself a better version of you, and you'll never be wrong doing that.
That's the best you can do.
Well, Herman, I'll be seeing you Wednesday, folks. If you're listening to us, it's the end of the show, so you know what that means.
All right.
If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.